This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and of course, to maybe find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, be sure to rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Fantagram. I'm Megan Aftermat, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, this was something pretty different than what we're used to. Fantagram has a really unique, really cool vibey sound, and I loved what they were talking about during the interview about memory and their connection to that and this new album. Can you talk a little bit about what you love about this new album and this just cool, different band?
Well, this band actually has been to WFUV before, and the new album, their fifth album, Memory of a Day, is kind of a return to form to their first record, Eyelid Movies, which made me first fall in love with them. They are an electronic duo, essentially, and so there's a lot of interesting contrast within their music sonically and lyrically. There's a real dichotomy of light and dark and, you know, dreams versus nightmares. And it's interesting the way that they think back on memory. And the memory of a day, I think, is them thinking about how they used to perform and write back in the day and kind of getting back into that groove. So it's really lovely to hear them again and see them again. And they have changed a lot as people, and their sound has definitely evolved. But still, what remains about them is that beautiful dichotomy of light versus dark and this really interesting, introspective thought process behind their music and lyrics.
Yeah. What are we going to listen to first from them in this session?
The first song is All a Mystery. It's one of the first singles from the record, and All a Mystery, how they make music and are still a band. And this is something that they used to sing to each other when they first started performing. And here it is, like years, almost 15 years later, they have pulled that line back from their memory and put it into something fresh and new.
Walk away, down on my knees and
Fantagram live in WFUV's Studio A, performing All Mystery, a song from their new album, Memory of a Day. Well played, friends, and thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It is so nice to see you guys again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Sarah Barthel and Josh Carter, the dynamic duo. And by the way, congratulations on these cool rings. These are like Wonder Twin Power Activate rings.
Yeah, we got matching Fantagram rings.
I love that.
I'm just realizing I'm not wearing my other one. And sometimes I feel like, you know, you feel naked if you're not wearing jewelry that you normally wear.
You want to wear this one?
I knew something was up today.
It's like you're married to this project.
Yeah,
it's
like married to the game, dog.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That was a great version of that song, All a Mystery. And I understand that that song kind of has been, in a way, with you for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been, that specific line has been kicking around for a while. You used to sing it to each other.
Yeah, we did.
Right in the very beginning.
When we first started making music together, and we would just kind of jam and write music, for some reason that line would come up a lot, and we would harmonize and be like, this should be part of a song. And then 13 years later, we finally use it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a while.
It always popped up in our heads, too. It was always a thing. We're like, we got to write a song about this. It's too good.
And I like the sentiment of it as well, because it is all a mystery how this all happens, right?
It's all a mystery in my head.
It's like it's pulled out of thin air, this magic. Yeah. And it's somehow... you get to record it, which is amazing. And thank God for the tapes, right? Because you must have like a crazy cool archive of sound.
Oh, we have so much.
Yeah.
So many recordings. For years, I did what I called sound journal. And so instead of writing in a journal or diary, I would just record every day. Anything, you know, so just to get it out. And we, the two of us, have so many recordings and demos, and I mean, so many. And again, like, even those resurface years later. We have a song on our new album that's kind of started when we first started the band as well.
Yep.
You know,
it's been just ideas that we collect. You know, sounds that we collect and inspiration that we collect, and we hold on to it and always just be like, oh, remember that one time we were doing this thing. And they always resurface if they're worth resurfacing, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read this thing about Tom Waits saying that, you know, he's driving on the highway and the song idea comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I'm driving right now. I'm working in the studio from this time to this time. If it's that good, come back then.
Nice.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You know, things will come back up if they're good enough. But what about these times when you're like, remember that beat we made in 2017? Let's get that. How easy is it to actually access it? Because I can't find things in my house that I just put down. How would you go back? Like, do you have an easy time?
Archiving
It's a lot of digging through hard drives.
We always go back and be like, oh, well, this, you know, this particular summer, you know, like bounce all those ideas down, and we bounce them down, put them in a main folder, and then we just kind of, you know, the songs, if it's good, they always kind of just come up again. So.
Yeah.
It's tough though, because if you don't bounce down the idea and you just save the project and label, like if you're working on stuff every single day and you just date it, you have to go through so many hours of looking for things. So now we're starting to get back into the habit of just naming things anything. Like, so this idea is called plastic water bottle or whatever, and it's easier to remember. Yeah.
Space Junk Funk is my favorite one, which we will figure out and we will release someday.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Space Junk Funk.
It's just this...
There's a folder.
It's a song. It's a beat that Josh made a long time ago. We haven't figured it out yet, but it's so incredible. It's like a psychedelic version of Fall in Love.
Oh, I love that.
It's like, well, I guess Fall in Love is psychedelic as well, but it's a bit more space junk. It sounds like space junk funk.
I like that.
That's exactly. And so those are the things too. Yeah, those are the things too, is if we name things that, you know, that are that catch our eyes, we're like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is space junk fun? And we'll open it up and like, oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
So it's, we got to name it interesting.
This reminds me a little bit of like when you go to the wine store and they have these descriptions of the wine.
Uh-huh.
And it's so like fictional and out there. You're like, what does this?
Very visual.
I don't know what this tastes like though.
like notes of
notes of running in a field.
Oh yeah.
It's like, so abstract that like I don't know what that tastes like. I'm just gonna I would love to know what running in a field tastes like. But you probably guys know what running in a field sounds like.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And speaking of,
from the country, you said.
Exactly. Your first recording studio was in a barn.
Yeah.
And now you're working in much different recording spaces. Mm-hmm. And do you each have your own recording spaces too?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your spaces.
Well, my space is at my house. Well, both of my spaces.
You still in MySpace? Amazing. Who's that guy who was on MySpace? Tell him I said hi.
Tom.
Tell Tom I said hi.
I will.
Tom. Okay.
mine is like an actual studio that was built in Laurel Canyon.
You live in Laurel Canyon?
Yeah, I live. I live so in nice. The picturesque. It's beautiful. A dream. It's and it's a studio there that is on my property, which is separate from my home. And it's I wasn't even in the market to buy a house 7 years ago now, but the studio was the reason why I bought it, and it's a dream come true for me. It has like windows and air conditioning and all of the beautiful things,
all of the modern amenities,
yeah, that we never had, because again, we used to open
the barn door
to get air.
Yeah.
and have we had heaters in the winter that we had to turn on early.
Yeah, those little space heaters,
come back an hour later, so it was actually not negative degrees in there, so it's a big difference. But I'm very grateful every single day when I walk in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a converted garage separate from my house that I turned into a studio, and it has, you know, everything you need to make a professional record, but it doesn't have.
It does have AC.
It has AC. It doesn't have a kitchen or a bathroom like Sarah's. So.
Oh, or windows.
Or windows. I'm gonna put windows in and cooler stuff.
That's kind of like in the casino, though. Yeah. It's good to not have windows because you don't know how long you've been in there.
Yes. Although, but then it'll be like
not good.
7 a.m. and I open the door. I'm like, oh, I've been in here all night.
I'm sure that has happened.
Every night.
But
that I go over there. We're always going until the morning. And then it's like, guess I'll sleep over, or I guess I'll just drive in rush hour in the morning. Like, it's not fun.
But I bet that still happens at your studio, Sarah, even though you have windows.
It does, yeah.
Because
I mean,
if you
totally
get into
does.
A groove,
yeah.
You can't stop the groove.
No, you definitely cannot.
You cannot.
You definitely cannot.
No. I want to talk a little bit about this other song that you're going to play for us, Come Alive, and some of the sonic influences that went into this one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, sonically, it started with a drum pattern that I made, and then John Hill and the two of us were messing around with some analog synths. And
they were just making beats in his studio one day. We were just making a bunch of beats.
Yeah, it was a beat day. You know, sometimes you don't really feel like writing a song, so you just make a bunch of beats. And then the idea came later vocally and lyrically with Sarah.
Yeah, that one was called Road Rash Wizard. That was the beat, Road Rash Wizard.
Yeah.
And so we had it in the folder, and clearly you want to open up Road Rash Wizard.
Of course.
Because it kind of sounds like Road Rash was somehow a Road Rash Wizard. It's true. Yeah. It's a perfect example of Fantagram. It's like what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, choppy and beady and vocally chops and all the things. And we kind of do that for this performance as well. It's fun.
Choppy and beady.
Okay.
I meant those words.
Let's get into, may I call it Road Rash Wizard?
Sure.
Let's get into Road Rash Wizard here on WFUV, a.k.a. Come Alive. This is new from Fantagram. a live version of Come Alive from Fantagram performed in our very own Studio A, that song off their new album, Memory of a Day. And Sarah and Josh are here today playing the songs and talking about the music. I'm so glad to have them back in our studio. And they were talking about how that song first started off as just a beat. It was a beat day. So what happens during Lyrics Day? That is a thing, right?
Yeah.
It must be. If you have Beat Day, you must have Lyrics Day.
Yeah, Lyric Days, well, we often listen to the music and sort of see,
come up with,
kind of like visualize, you know, and this is how we've always written our music, like what comes to mind visually when you listen to it, and then we talk about a concept and kind of work from there, really. And
yeah, like little scenarios and dreams and movies, we kind of, I mean, it's
eyelid movies, some would say.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, I think the original concept was looking at stuff online, and I came across this thing called a life calendar, and it really put things in perspective of like how many weeks and days you have in your life, if you look at it visually. And this is if you live to be like 90. And it's, we started talking about it and this existential feeling, and then just built upon it. And then, you know, Sarah added her ideas, and we extrapolated just bits and pieces of what it's like to be alive. And, you know.
Yeah, I think this whole album in general, I mean, I think all of our music is very macro and micro at the same time, and light and dark, and Memory of a Day, the title of it is, I think, just as simple as that, to have memories and smells and sights and sounds that remind you of particular things. And I think that's what all of these songs kind of mean to us.
Mm-hmm. I saw a play last night called Safety Not Guaranteed, and it was about time travel, and memory is a big part of time travel too, or just of time in general, because I find it interesting how you remember things, and especially with partners, like, well, that's not how I remember it.
Yeah.
Or, you tend to maybe romanticize certain time periods of your life. Mm-hmm. So Memory of a Day, what kind of memories are you talking about? Like, do you feel like they're accurate memories? Do you feel like
they're all important memories, like the first time you were in a mosh pit, to the first time you skinny dipped.
What was the first time you were in a mosh pit?
Oh, man, I think I was.
Were you ever in a mosh pit?
Yeah, dude, I used to go crazy when I was in junior high. Are you crazy? Are you nuts?
What song would you have moshed to?
I don't know. It was probably like a Mighty Mighty Boston's or something. I mean, I was scary when, you know, a little girl goes into a mosh pit.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, so it was probably something light, like a Knock on Wood by the Mighty Mighty Boston's, which is not what you mosh for.
No,
like,
you could.
Like a light mosh.
A light mosh.
A gentle mosh.
A little bit of headbanging. Yeah. Uh-huh. A little bit of mosh.
Mishmash.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
monster mosh.
Yeah.
Mosh potatoes.
Exactly. Masha, masha, masha. What about you, Josh? Have you moshed?
I mean, I used to play drums in a death metal band, so I liked watching people mosh.
Uh-huh.
But one time I was in a mosh pit for this band called Skinless.
Yes.
And I got a Doc Martin right to the face.
Oof.
So
fun.
I like to watch the music and listen.
I
prefer not to mosh.
Right. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I'm glad that, like, we're not moshing anymore, because I'm going to break a hip at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're growing up.
Yeah.
It's been such a blast seeing you guys again, and you sound just as vibrant and alive as the first time you came into the studio. And that actually checks out. That tracks, because I think you guys have been talking about how the making of this album kind of took you back to making the first album.
Yes.
There was a lot of similarities.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, we were forced to stop because of the pandemic. Our last album was released the week of lockdown.
What a bummer.
And then so that was really weird.
Yeah.
Of course, but I don't think we would have stopped if we weren't forced.
Yeah.
And I think the time at home and just discovering about oneself and just us, we wanted to kind of dive back into, you know, all of the right and important reasons that we make music. And
it yeah, just kind of way of saying it. For
yeah,
sure.
It just kind of it was a really beautiful thing that we needed to be reminded of. Because if we didn't stop, we wouldn't have, you know, it would have just, we've been going for 12 years straight, just next, and we stopped, we had to.
Yeah.
So I think it brought a lot of new life into our music, and that's, I think, what this album represents as well.
Yeah. It is a great new record, and you guys should be really proud of it.
Thanks. Yeah, we love it too.
Congratulations. May you not stop.
Thank no,
you. May you keep on keeping on.
Yeah, yeah. We will. Don't you worry.
We're always going to work on music. And I think that regardless of if we were to run that last album cycle, we never run out of ideas. We're an eternal wellspring of ideas. And, you know, I think that the pandemic helped put things into perspective. But I always picture Sarah and I making music for a long, long time.
All right. Fantagram forever. And we will see you for the next album, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right.
Rock on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Fantagram performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Neon Gold Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, Renee Majekford, and Julia Malling. Our FUV Live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Megan Ostermat is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.